Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Join with me is Wynn Brantley with no Ryan Fox.
Sad day.
Sad day. Sad day. Just, you know, we're going to miss him. So, well,
probably, a little bit.
Probably not, though. So,
you'll see him next year.
You will see him next year. Which, in case you care, guess what? This is the last episode of the year. Like, this is it. We're going to take 2 weeks off, enjoy the holidays with our family, aka do nothing. Yep. So,
and the funniest part about this, the most disrespectful part about this, is we're probably still going to hang out on Friday nights.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We just do not care to the episode.
We're just not doing it.
We're not doing it.
Yeah. So, which I feel like so here's what we have to do now. Okay. Since we're not doing content for 2 weeks after this.
Yes.
We're only doing one joke of the week. How about let's fulfill the needs of the listeners.
You want me to do three?
I want you to do three. Three okay. Random jokes.
All right.
Do you want me to pick a page number? Or do you want me to, how do you want
say
to
a number? Yeah.
69.
You son of a. Okay.
I feel like we did this.
There's not even a page 69.
Is there not a page 69?
It goes to 64.
Crap.
There's multiple jokes on each page. That's why it goes to 100 jokes.
Ah. That did not.
It's like, damn, you blew my spot.
That's not where I thought. All right, page 49. What's on 49?
Get to it real quick.
So, we'll do three jokes.
Okay, page 49.
Yeah, so do one off of 49. It's a funny one, isn't
there, it? There's three of them, so.
Just pick one. Do one on that page, and I'll give you two more pages, and you'll pick.
We. God. Which vegetable can fly the highest? Sin carrot.
I hate you.
That's bad.
Hold on, can I see the picture? I feel like I was talking to Ryan about the picture of it. Yep, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Sin Cara's mask on a carrot, guys.
Yep. All right, now give me one from page 19.
Number 66712.
One. 697.
That's so dumb. How did Seth Rollins propose to Becky Lynch?
He burned it down.
He gave her a ring.
That's a fact. That's not
it's a factual statement. And he's holding a ring. Like if he was holding a wrestling ring
that's
in his hand,
that's a giant ring.
If he was holding a wrestling ring in his hand, that would be funny. But yeah. That's just a giant ring.
Yeah,
guys.
And if people were actually looking at this and seeing this, like they would understand your frustrations. But
yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. All right. Give me one from page one.
I feel like we already did page one.
Fuck, we haven't. If we did, I'll explain why.
Page one isn't a joke. Page three isn't a joke. Page four, we got jokes. You want to hear one from?
Yeah. Crap! I threw off my whole thing.
Does that even mean? Oh, what's the WWE superstar's favorite candy?
I feel like this is a cheap plug for sponsorship. Snickers.
Oh.
I don't know.
An arm bar. Okay, bonus joke. Where did Gene? where did Mean Gene's pants always get so angry? Because they were Mean Gene's. Ah. All right.
You want to know why I went for 49, 19, and 1? Because it equals 69. That's why I was... There was no page 69, so I was trying to do math.
Buddy, you could have just done 49 and 20.
But I wanted three jokes. But three jokes, though. Like, I wanted three jokes and three separate pages. Because we're filling the quota.
But we did one from page 4, so it doesn't equal 69.
Which means we have to subtract... Let's see. Hold on here. That was 73. So we got... Nope, that was not 73. Hold on.
So I have to rip four pages out of the book.
That's right. Rip four pages out of the book.
Okay.
Don't do it. That's actually... No, let's not do that.
I was so ready to do it.
We got to keep that. That's the only one. That's one thing keeping the show going.
Yeah, it's like... That's damn near the only reason we do it now.
Pretty much. So let's address the elephant in the room. Mandy Rose got fired...
For
being naked.
Essentially.
Like... You know what? I get it. You know?
I do. I have mixed emotions about all of it because I feel like there's... I don't know. I feel like there's a sense of hypocrisy on WWE's side, you know, for literally treating women like a piece of raw meat for 20 years.
Yeah.
And now they're not allowed to make money off of it.
But it's not so much that she was making money off of it. It was supposedly breaching her contract or agreement with Mattel, supposedly.
So from what I'm reading into all this is that she played a dangerous game with fire. She had this site, exclusive, Fan Time.
Brand Army or something like that?
Yeah, something like, guys, just do OnlyFans. Anyways, but this, that's the whole thing. It was a secret. So she was like secretly doing this. She played with fire, got burned, they got leaked. I have a feeling she'll be back.
The rumor is that she'll be back once it all kind of dies down.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. It'll all be fine eventually. You know, I mean, maybe, I'm just saying maybe. I'm trying to think of good things that are happening. Maybe, you know, Triple H was like, hey, maybe you know, this isn't allowed in your contract, so
hey, I got a great idea.
What if we fired you, let you make some money doing that, and then when you come back, you have to stop?
When you come back, why don't we put you in a black hoodie? And everybody will think you're Deonna Purrazzo.
Let's go ahead. Let's dive
just go ahead and segue into wrestling fans being idiots.
On SmackDown, there was a mystery woman in a hood, all right?
Who they revealed like 10 minutes later.
They revealed like sub 5, 10 minutes later, whatever.
Yeah.
So there was a fan angle in the crowd of them videoing
the rear.
Them taking her out from the backside.
Yeah, from the rear, from the bohunkus.
Cue IWC literally trying to figure out who this is by the shot of whore dumper. So,
they were trying to identify her by her booty.
Yes. Yes, they were. And, you know, I gotta say, it was actually extremely funny how they were analyzing it. No, that's not Chelsea. That's,
if you look at the cheekage, I'll tell you what.
If you get the circumference of the cheeks.
Hey, brother, that's a wide load. That can't be Chelsea.
They're like, oh, maybe it's Deonna.
But there was some funny comments on like Facebook and stuff where it's like, don't ask me the color of none. What color were her walls? I mean, what?
some people, I think we talked about it. We're like, maybe they're working us with the whole Mandy Rose thing, and that's Mandy Rose. And it wasn't. It's Xia Li.
Yeah, it was Xia Li. Let's see. We got some comments here. We got the return of Santina Marella.
Santina.
Santina, that's right.
That's right.
It was Andre the Giant. I say Matt Riddle so he can get away from doing rehab. Which that's also has came out.
It's not like you're getting him out of after-school detention. You're taking him away from rehab.
Yeah. we got to get you out of here, brother.
We got to get you out of there, bro.
It was John Cena. It was Rikishi. by the way, it was Xia Li. It wasn't even revealed on TV. It was revealed on a digital exclusive.
So why are we supposed to care about this storyline if they don't care enough to put it on TV?
I think, well, I mean, she may have been on... We caught the last, 20 minutes of SmackDown, if that. So, like, I think it may have been on... They may have showed it on TV. It's like, oh, here's a digital exclusive that we're going to show you on free TV. And it's kind of...
You do that in Tony Khan voice.
Well, because, you know. Let's see. Somebody need to reveal the hoodie and find out, because I won't damage control to lose already. I want a women's tag title steel cage match.
You know, we really should have tried harder with that segment of reading...
We really should have.
Wrestling fans on Twitter.
There's a fan recording from behind. She kind of looks like Deonna. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Mandy TBH. Hold on, there's a reply. I would have loved it if she's Deonna. There's three A's, that's why. So, it's probably Bayley or Charlotte Flair.
Do we even need to...
Stevie Richards is back.
Wait, our Stevie Richards or their Stevie Richards?
Maybe both, you know? Like, I mean, you know, CM Punk, question mark?
Wasn't there a point where, like, there was a thing going around where Triple H didn't like Punk because his ass was too big? Wasn't that an actual fact?
Wait, you don't
remember that?
I remember him hating Punk because his physique sucked. Because you got Triple H who's just, you know, jacked to the gills. And I remember him hating Punk. He's like, oh, he doesn't work hard. His muscles aren't very good. So, okay, that's on his gimmick. I mean,
yeah. And Punk was never a steroid user either.
That's true. It's Ronda. Shotzi turns heel. Rikishi, he did it for The Rock. Like,
that's going to be the main comment you see.
Vince McMahon. My guess is a random fan.
Brother.
Hold on. It's Xia Li. Nails match, shoes match, butt matches.
I was actually going to be impressed if he went through all of that without mentioning.
Without mentioning the booty butt?
Yeah.
But he did. What a detective.
At first I was like, oh, dang, dude. Nails, shoes.
But it all matches in my database.
That's a scary guy. They need to flag that account, and they need to keep an eye on that guy.
You got wrestling Twitter analyzing everything. But yeah, that happened. I mean, SmackDown actually had a lot of stuff happen. I mean, you have LA Knight and Brace feuds heating up a lot more. We saw...
People on Twitter hate this feud.
Why?
They're saying it's going too slow. And I think that...
Do you want Bray to wrestle 2 weeks after...
Yeah, I think that's what makes a good story is when it has a slow burn to some stories. When it has a slow burn to it. And I think this is the perfect one.
Well, this builds the anticipation and kind of like also draws out the mystery of what exactly is Uncle Howdy.
Who or what is Uncle Howdy?
And we kind of saw it tonight where LA's attacking Bray in the ring. And then we see Howdy appear on the Tron. And then he's on the ramp. But he's not Bray. You got two different people. Now, granted, obviously, I think Uncle Howdy was a stand-in because he's being way too theatric.
Like, very theatric. Like, the whole tip of like the hat.
Like, just...
Wait.
that was a laugh. He kind of, you know, grabbed his little coat, you know, then he did a little laugh. You didn't see that? I'll show it to you. By the way, I love that LA Knight's not necessarily no-selling yet. But he's just being legit. He's like, all right, I'm out of here. Like, he's being smart. He's a smart heel, which is great.
Because over the years, wrestlers is like, oh, they forgot how to get out of the ring.
Yeah, LA Knight's like, no.
Or they're chasing after someone. That person gets out of the ring, and then they forget how to get out of the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, with LA, I mean,
didn't he, like, turn on the flashlight on his phone last week or something like that?
Yeah, he did.
See,
he's being a smart heel. It works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah! I knew both.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. It's a tick. But I like where the feud's going. And also, I don't want to see Bray wrestle right away. I want you to build it up. And he's also advertised for the MSG event after Christmas.
Ooh.
But he's not advertised to wrestle. I don't want to see him wrestle at MSG. Let the Rumble be his return. That's kind of what I think they're setting up for. Let the Rumble be his in-ring return as a match, however you want to do the match. There's been talks of them doing a cinematic thing, kind of, sort of.
What was that that one match? Was it Ryan who told us that?
No, it was, oh, I'd mentioned like a pitch black match or something like that, which would be a way to utilize Uncle Howdy and Bray.
It would also be a good way for LA Knight to use his flashlight more.
Well, just use different smart tactics and just show off like his brain power, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big brain. So, yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed that tonight. You also have the Bloodline, which is still kind of building. A lot of people thought this was going to be the end of Sami Zayn and the Bloodline tonight.
Which, why would they think that? Why would they think it's going to end like that?
Unexpected, in a way. I mean,
were they thinking, like, kind of Evolution style?
Kinda.
Like,
that's probably, that's...
Electric chair, you know.
Yeah. Or maybe they were thinking Sami's going to actually cut his hair and trim his beard. And
which he did.
He trimmed the beard. His beard was a lot bigger. I mean, the beard's trimmed down a little bit, but...
John Cena's here.
Cena's here. That's right. Behind a brick wall.
In front of a brick wall.
In front of a brick wall.
That would've been funny if he was behind a brick wall and you couldn't see.
That'd be funny.
Hey, guys, I'm coming to SmackDown. Can someone let me out of here?
The whole emoji play that he was doing was pretty funny. It was an eggplant emoji.
Santa Claus? Peach? Eggplant?
A link to Mandy Rose's fan time. What the hell?
Oh, man, I love Cena so much, man. I think it's great. I enjoy the fact that they announced it. And also, we've talked about before about how we sometimes don't like WWE announces appearances. I think there's a couple exceptions, and I think Cena. Just announced Cena. Now, granted, he has surprised people. He surprised people with Money in the Bank 2021, But like, if it's a weekly show, announce Santa's coming, because you know you're going to pop in ratings if that's what you're looking for. You're going to get some viewership. So announce it. So obviously, he was already announced, what, last week that he was coming to Tampa for the last Raw of the year. Well, now he's announced to be Kevin Owens' mystery partner for the tag match with KO and Cena taking on Roman and Sammy. Which I thought was strange, because didn't Kevin Owens mention last week or 2 weeks ago that he wanted nothing to do with Sammy?
He cut the Josh Peck promo on him.
I don't want to fight you, Sammy. But guess what? On the final SmackDown of the year, I'm going to fight you with John Cena. It would actually be really cool if Cena does all the interaction with Sammy and Kevin doesn't.
Kevin doesn't even look at him.
Like maybe as soon as Sammy comes in the ring, Kevin just tags out. Just full on want nothing to do with Sammy.
That would be genius.
I would be cool with that.
Because it wasn't Kevin coming out to announce. Like, they could have done a huge pop. My partner is Cena.
Is Cena the spokesperson for McDonald's?
The song.
No, but you did ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You did McDonald's.
I'll tell you, I'm loving it.
I'll tell you right now, sausage McGriddle, delicious. with an OJ right there on the side.
The bacon McGriddle is superior to the sausage.
Absolutely. McGriddle. Chicken McGriddle. Have you had the chicken McGriddle? Mm-mm. Okay.
Have you tried that new breakfast place, the Copper Train?
No, I'm not.
Dude.
I need to. We've talked about that before.
Dude, get the Copper Griddle.
Copper Griddle?
French toast, sausage in the middle.
With a copper pipe just chilling right there. Just
that's the best part, bro.
That's the best part, the copper pipe.
Cup of syrup with it. It's real good. It's like a McGriddle, but better.
Ah, it's like a McGriddle.
And bigger.
But copper. it's just copper plated. So Cena's going to come back. I'm glad they announced it. I like that Cena's coming back every once in a while. I enjoy it. He's going to keep a streak going. I think he's... He said, what, he's wrestled at least one match every year since?
For 20 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that hot tag when Owens has been getting beat up. And he tags in, Cena comes in, hits his three shoulder tackles, ducks a punch, hits the prototype bomb, five-knuckle shuffle, and then fails the first AA, gets some more heat worked on him, and then his comeback spot.
You think Cena and KO go over that that night?
It's a tough one. I also now that I'm thinking about it, does Cena take the hot tag, or does he put KO over and let KO come in and clear house? And Cena is good at taking heat, dude.
That is true, but what's going to get the bigger pop, a KO hot tag or a Cena hot tag?
That is true. I feel like they'll both get... I don't feel like the pops will be super different. I really don't.
They might not be super different. I do think Cena's will be louder. I think Cena will get the better reaction. Not saying KO's going to get a negative reaction.
They're going to boo him on the hot tag.
Boo!
Boo! Bring in Cena!
You're not even the GOAT! Which, we talked about it before we did the show. Do you like how they call Cena the GOAT on TV?
Because if you look at it like this, the WWE, whether people like it or not, is the top of the industry of pro wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. Cena is maybe not on the same levels of drawing that Austin and Rock were, but in terms of accomplishments, I mean... 16 world championships.
But to be fair, though, like, drawing power.
That's a big one. It is.
But no, I mean, like, but Cena's drawing power, it was a different time. Like, he wasn't reaching 8 million people, but he was well known across, like, everybody. So, like,
another thing I put in there, I put this as an accomplishment. He's granted the most make-a-wishes. I put that as an accomplishment. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but
he would not be where he is without that WWE thing.
I would throw that with the drawing power thing. Like, it's sure. I would throw that in there, I guess. But yeah, I like how they're putting him over as like, hey, he's a once in a lifetime.
How many make a wishes did Ric Flair grant?
Listen here. Look, all right, there's plenty of times.
Doug Peterson's a hell of a coach. That Urban Meyer guy, how did he get back on TV?
Yeah, I met that Tony John fella, and he said, hey, I want one wish from you, and I want you to be in my Hall of Fame. You know what I said? I said, never! I'm not doing it. And guess what I did? I did it for the money anyway.
No, Flair was talking about a pro wrestling Hall of Fame and that Tony should do it. He is literally saying that so Tony can put him in the Hall of Fame.
Here's my thing. I don't hate the idea. of Tony having a wrestling hall
like
of fame.
Like a pro wrestling hall of fame.
Just pro wrestling hall. You can call it whatever you want. You call it, I mean, call it the Hall of Elite. Why not?
No, because he wants it to be more than just an AEW thing.
I mean, Elite's still, it's more than just an AEW thing. He calls it Elite.
Why not just call it Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame?
I think that's stated.
Is it?
I think. But, like, it, I'd be cool. But here's the thing is that there might be some guys who can't go in. I don't know what the rules are with guys who are on Legends contracts. So, like, guys in WWE Legends contracts who probably need to be in that Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, are they allowed to get in because of their... Like, that's what I'm curious on. Because the guy, like, I don't know how all that works. Because the Legends contract's pretty loose because, like, Jerry the King Lawler has a Legends contract and is working indies and doing conventions.
Yep.
So I don't know how all that works. So, like, I mean...
Well, he's not under a Legends contract. I was going to say, wasn't JB Noble working indies too? By the way, worked his last match ever.
He did, and still he still looks great.
Dude, I saw some videos of it. Dude was killing it.
He's really solid. Like, no one really understands how good of a wrestler he was until he left the first time to WWE and then went to Ring of Honor and had some solid matches and became Ring of Honor World Champion and then comes back. And the reason being is just because Vince almost a cruiserweight, which granted, he's not a very big guy. He's a cruiserweight. I get it. But he's a guy that came into wrestling at the right time when WCW was really making the cruiserweight division. But in terms of overall being over and having the spotlight and probably being one of the top guys, he came into the business like 15 years too early. If he was breaking in 2010, 2011, right as the indies are kind of heating up with these smaller guys like Bryan Danielson and you can even throw in like Eddie Edwards at one point, Seth Rollins. So like those guys, you throw in Jamie Noble in there and I think Jamie Noble was actually really over one of the top talents. So, glad he had his last match. He had, what, like an 8-man tag? It was him, Braun, and two of the Brutes versus the Bloodline. I think they won, and I think Sammy was the fall guy. So,
yep.
It's the way to go, you know?
Yep.
And it's cool to see that like WWE let them do that. I don't know if that would happen under Vince. I don't know. I don't know exactly if he would let that happen. Speaking of which, supposedly, Vince is talking to people and has mentioned he wants to return and come back into power.
And Fightful has shut that down.
Has he really?
Yes. Mr. Fightful himself.
Mr. Fightful himself. When I say I always think Fightful is just Sean Ross Sapp, essentially.
It basically is. Yeah. He said that everybody he's talked to has, like, quote-unquote, no, never.
Like, never letting him back?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I'm just curious, though, like, on... Because he has no say-so on if he can or not, right?
Did he sell his shares?
I don't think he did. I think he only had to step down. I don't think he had to sell shares.
Well, if... It really depends. I don't think they would want him back. Because they could vote no, right?
I think so. I think the board has a say-so in it. Let's see. Actually, he sold his stock after retirement.
Wow.
I'm trying to look at it now and see. Vince McMahon forfeited 38,519 shares of publicly traded Class A common unvested stock units in connection with his retirement from WWE. He still owns 69,000 shares of Class A and 8.7 million shares of Class B, okay. Which does give him the majority voting power by a wide margin. So technically, I don't know how much power that gives him in saying, "Hey, I'm coming back." And like I said, I don't know how that works, but I don't see it happening. I think since it is publicly owned, I feel like you have to go. I don't think you can just let the majority shareholder do whatever he wants. I think you still have to go before other shareholders.
Yeah.
And other shareholders probably don't want him back and would not want him back.
Right. Especially with the whole Johnny Ace thing. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Even though so far it seems like Vince is in the clear. Well, until they announce more allegations. Like, as soon as you hear rumblings.
This party is not over
yet. Yeah, as soon as you hear rumblings of, we hear Vince is trying to come back to WWE a couple hours later. Vince McMahon accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 1985. It's like, oh, come on. Like, jeez. got the Bill Cosby effect going. Like, that's kind of how it's going to start.
And Bill Cosby got released. On a technicality.
Yeah. Vince is just chilling.
Yeah.
Which, also, why would you want to come back? You're 77. I get it. You love the business, but you're 77.
I would...
You got billions.
...tolerate and be okay with him coming back to do, like, a retirement ceremony.
Well, let him be... Give him the Taker treatment at next year's Hall of Fame.
Sure.
If it, now, of course, if The Rock's not going in, which, granted, I don't want The Rock to go in this early. I still think it's early for The Rock. As crazy as that sounds...
Dude, he's still got probably 5 matches left in him.
I want The Rock. Well, I'm weird. I want The Rock to be inducted because they're going to go back to Miami at some point.
You would think so.
I mean,
they got a new stadium. Not a new stadium, but they put a big giant white thing over Hard Rock. So it's no longer Sun Life.
Oh man, giant white hard thing. Holy crap! They're going back for Mania.
I'm just saying it. But they have renovated the stadium.
Yeah, and Miami's a huge market.
I mean, think about the last Mania they went to. 28?
28 was, like, one of the highest bought.
One of my favorite Manias of all time.
I think if you go back to Florida in general, which, granted, we know for a fact you're going to hit Orlando again probably in the next 10 years. Tampa is kind of iffy since Tampa technically got 2. Technically.
No, they didn't get to.
Technically. I mean, they were still in. You think they still got money from Performance Center Mania? They had to have run.
Nah, bruv.
I thought about Florida at some point. I want The Rock to be inducted in Florida. I think. Now, granted, he's Hollywood. That's great and all. But, like, if the circumstances are right and it's okay, let Vince have his ceremony there in Hollywood, right there. Let him take up 2 hours, however much time he wants. Say thank you, tell stories. Well, okay, maybe not too many stories, because we do know he was a big fan of weed and cocaine. So, like, man.
Weed is fine. Cocaine, that's a bit. Because, I mean, they don't even test for weed anymore.
They do
which
not.
Is an interesting point.
For Matt Riddle.
Matthew Riddle. So they don't test for weed anymore.
They do not.
And he was sent to rehab. Supposedly.
Supposedly sent to rehab. That's why he was written off TV with a Samoan spy from Solo on Raw.
And from what I've seen, they're saying cocaine and ecstasy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cocaine and MDMA, which is ecstasy, failed that. Supposedly the drug test was back before SummerSlam.
Which is when he got written off.
Which is kind of crazy to think, why is he not already? He'd be done by now.
Maybe they tested him again. Maybe they, like, gave him a chance, like, hey.
No, because he's already failed it once beforehand. Yeah. Like, they don't give you chances on that. It's like, hey, you failed it twice, and we've got to suspend you. Third time, we have to fire you. Like,
yeah.
So, I think, supposedly the ultimatum that was given, supposedly, again, there's not really much being talked about besides the fact we just know he's reportedly went, and that's why they were off TV. Supposedly, he was given the Jeff Hardy ultimatum.
This is your last chance.
Go to rehab or get fired. Like that's the rumor going around. It no one's confirmed it obviously, but there is a rumor about how it's how you go to rehab, get treatment, or we can release you.
Speaking of Jeff, Matt gave an update.
Oh yeah,
not Matt Riddle, Matt Hardy.
You met Matt. Yeah, I just talked to Jeff in counseling, and he's coming back soon. Like, bro.
No. Matt said he's good. The way he worded it was kind of funny, though. He was like, he said, Jeff is doing the exact same things he's been doing. And I'm like, hold up. And he said, been doing everything he's supposed to do. I'm like, oh, God. Thank God. But, yeah, so maybe we'll be seeing Jeff Hardy again soon. I selfishly hope so, but in a way, I kind of, I don't know. It's not my place to say somebody doesn't need to be wrestling anymore. But he just looks like he is about to die every time he's out there.
Well, he's in pain. Like, you can just
it looks painful.
Like, he's in pain constantly. He not like he can get out of pain. Every time he tries to do stuff to relieve the pain, he gets in trouble. So, like,
yeah.
I mean, so you can't really do much about it. I think give him one more run and let them kind of go away. Like, it's... I mean, it just to salvage Jeff.
Yeah.
Matt's okay. Matt's fine. Matt's done a little bit better. And he's hurting still, but he's not wrestling as much to take care of his body. they haven't really done Jeff that luxury. You gotta think, the moment Jeff came into AEW, what, 2 weeks in, he's having a crazy match with Darby or something? Like, he's, like, going crazy spots the moment he arrives. So, I hope he comes back. I do want to see them wrestle one more time. I still think they have enough left in the tank, but...
And I need to find out when and where it's going to happen, because I want to watch it in person. Yeah. I don't want to... Because I've never seen the Hardys. I've seen Matt once. Double or Nothing last year.
Yeah. I've never seen Jeff. Yeah. Because he wasn't... I went to that Raw in 06. He was not even... He comes in July. I was there.
If it's within like a 4 or 5 hour drive, I'm down.
I'm also down. So speaking of more AEW stuff, which I don't know if we didn't talk about this. I don't know if we talked about this at all last week, but the Dark Order has dwindled.
Yes, it has.
A lot.
Yes, it has.
Alan Angels is in Impact as a member of Violent by Design since Eric Young got stabbed to death. And now Preston Vance is unmasked in a suit, and he's kind of joined.
Handsome guy, by the way.
Joined with Roosh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful boy. He cut a promo tonight on Rampage. Do you want me to read some of it to you?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Preston Vance says he was the only member of the Dark Order that was handpicked by Brody Lee and decided to leave the Dark Order because he got tired of listening to a child. Supposedly, Brody Lee Jr. runs the Dark Order.
Great.
Vance says that he chose to join LFI because Roosh saw the same potential in him that Brody Lee did. Vance claims that Brody Lee Jr. has turned into a brat since his father died and tells him to grow up.
My God.
I like Preston Vance. Have you ever seen him like Ethan Page's vlog or anything like that? He's hilarious.
Funny dude.
Great look. Not a horrible wrestler. I don't know exactly how he cut this promo, how he delivered it. But if the transcript reads anything, it's like it shows some potential in him. So I'm pretty excited. I just hope this turns into more than just, hey, you're going to be like Roosh's lackey for ever. And speaking, I think there's Andrade's also hurt, because I think Andrade's supposed to be in that mix, but he got hurt, tore his pec, so he's out. And no, there's actually a lot more going on than what I had honestly thought there would be. But
you know what I'm looking forward to when we do our end of the year episode in a month.
I was about to say in a month. Yeah, in 2023, you mean?
and how hard we're going to be trying not to leave something big out of like the top things that happened this year, because there was so much that happened. I feel like early on was top heavy with like crazy stuff.
Yeah,
and even a little bit towards the end of the summer.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that was pretty much that happened when we were not doing anything, and then when we come back, it doesn't slow down. I mean, it still goes pretty crazy. I'm trying to think honestly what we have left. There's really not much left to talk about, I don't think.
I can't remember. Bobby Lashley got fired on Raw. That feels like 2 years ago, but it was Monday.
I hope this leads to, you've heard the storyline pitch that he pitched to Vince, right? That Vince turned down immediately.
About him like getting fat? Yeah.
Can this lead to that?
I hope so.
Does he joke around with Van Vliet? I think anyone mentioned it to Triple H.
Did you hear what Vince's reasoning was for that? He said, I don't think you could do it. What,
dude?
Do you not see Bobby Lashley?
And really, I don't.
That is a man that could get fat.
And I don't think he would really have to gain 70 pounds. He would just have to like look like he's gained 70 pounds. If that makes any sense. Like he just has to.
Now, how long would someone with his build, like let's just say right now, he stopped doing every, he stopped working out, he stopped eating the things he should be, he stopped taking whatever supplements he's taking.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Sean, what do you mean? He's 45 and built like a Mack truck. What do you mean by that, Sean?
But how long would it take for him to slowly dwindle down? Because that would probably take a minute, wouldn't it? Or would it happen quick? I don't know how that works.
I think it just depends. So the big part for him, if he was trying to gain weight, would be pretty much taking in calories and not burning it off. So, like, really what all he would have to do is pretty much eat like he normally does. He's got to eat a lot of calories to probably maintain his physique. Eat those calories and do nothing with it.
Nah, bro. I want to see him get skinny fat. I want to see him...
You
want to
see, like, weird, like, in between Bobby Lashley? You're talking, like...
I'm talking, like...
Average Bobby Lashley?
Like, me with just a bigger gut.
I was thinking of, like, Tim Allen in the Santa Claus.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Perfect.
Like, he's just sitting there. Little, like, look at this little weight. I'm glad that we thought the same scene.
The sound effect that it made when he, like...
can we have just a promo of Lashley backstage?
Looking at Pierce. Like, a little weight?
A little weight. Look at me! Just, you just hear...
Triple H. You know what to do.
Triple H. You better listen.
Get with the creative team.
That's right.
We need to hear the...
Some mentioned a Hurt Business reunion. Some on Twitter are trying to say, oh, the Hurt Business is coming back.
Him getting skinny fat and then trying to convince them to join him again. And then like, nah, bruv.
Could it be like MacGruber, where like they're just doing the handshakes and just like this really cool 80s music in the background? You're the best around! And they just bro it out and then...
beat him up.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what will happen. Speaking of Hurt Business, where is MVP?
Good question, man.
We've seen Omos. Like, twice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like MVP was
Shelton there. Benjamin feuding with Mia Yim on Twitter, which is great, by the way. They have amazing interactions.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the story behind that? Mm-hmm. So, Mia Yim was in a really bad relationship on the indies and broke up with that person, and Shelton Benjamin was kind of there to, like, help her. So, like, they have, like, another brother-sister thing, I think. I don't know. That's just kind of what I read up on.
That's cool.
I forget. A little heartwarming story,
too. Yeah, whatever.
Also, I think Mia Yim deleted Twitter.
You know why?
I think people were...
She took a picture with Austin Theory.
Yeah.
And
beautiful man, by the way.
Oh, good. He's lovely. Picture of Austin, like, holding Mia Yim, like... Like, hold, like... I'm not... No. I'm not trying...
What do you mean by that, Sean?
I'm not trying to say what people on Twitter were saying.
No, it's just that your signal for it. Just,
I didn't make a signal.
You know what I mean?
But, people on Twitter were trying to make it seem like it was more than what it was. And, you know, I think that a man and a woman can be friends. And
from my experience, it never works out that way, by the way.
But it was just two friends taking a picture, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, she deactivated her Twitter after that.
Because fans were saying, I know you're cheating on Keith Lee.
Yeah.
No, actually. Would you cheat on Keith Lee?
That would not be a very adequate thing to do.
I don't think that would be a very intelligent thing to do. My vocabulary is not strong enough for Keith Lee.
I don't think it would be great. I made the acquisition of Mia Yim as my wife.
The acquisition of Mia Yim? Buddy. Is she in a trade package with the Nets? What?
Jeez. You're acting like that's the worst thing I've ever said on here.
I mean, on here, yeah.
Wasn't that bad. Yeah, you were making that out to be way worse than it was.
And you almost acted like she was property.
I did.
Trying to say women are property. No.
You shut your ass up because I literally.
Property.
I literally.
Hey,
I'll stop this right now.
You know, I really women are don't care. Not property.
I really don't care. We're not releasing an episode till January. You think I care if we finish this one? Let me finish my sentence. I was literally just talking in the way Keith Lee talks. That's the only big word I could come up with. Sorry, I'm from Alabama and I went through the school systems here. Acquisition. Yeah, that's acquisition. As big as I could come up with. Sorry. Sorry. No. You're right. Word for word. I said, she is property to him. Men are superior to women. Is that what you wanted me to say there? I said it. It's there. I said it. I'm canceled now. That's what you wanted, right? Clear as day. There. I said exactly what you wanted me to say.
They have rights now, Wynn. You know that, right? How dare you?
I know.
They're not property. They don't have rules. How dare you? Who cares if they act right or wrong? They're women. They do what they want. Ridiculous.
Buddy, the horse has been dead for...
I know. Also, you know what's just confusing... As that whole sentence you just gave me about acquisitions. Swerve and Our Glory's tag team relationship. Because they were broken up at Full Gear, right?
Yeah.
They teamed up again at Final Battle.
Keith Lee made a good acquisition with Swerve. See, there, now it's even. Now it's even. Now it's even. There. I've said it about both of them. That is even as it gets. Even Steven. But it hasn't looked like a great acquisition because Swerve left him hanging on the fist bump. Fist bump, bro?
But, like, Keith still wins the match. Like, Swerve leaves him at Final Battle. Keith still beats Shane Taylor Promotions.
Yeah, he accidentally hit Swerve with a, I forgot what it was, but it,
probably a punch or a kick.
But Swerve left. No, it was a forearm or something, I think. I don't know. Or a lariat. Either way, yeah. Swerve left.
So, do they still count as a tag team? I don't. I'm confused by the whole situation.
I don't know. You should ask someone that watches weekly TV.
So, Chair, what do you think of Swerve and Our Glory? Like, what do you think is going on there? Thank you. Okay. Anyways, other than that, brother, anything else we want to talk about?
No, I mean, I think we covered all bases. You tarnished my name, all that good stuff.
I tarnished your name. I didn't say anything you said.
I didn't say anything bad.
I didn't say the word you said. But you said the word you said.
No, that was Ryan.
That was Ryan Fox the whole time. He does a great Wayne impersonation.
Yes.
Ryan doesn't mind being canceled. I mean, what does he got to lose? You think Ryan cares if he gets canceled?
No.
See,
the last person in the world.
Can we just blame all of our...
No, because he would want to take credit for what he did. You know what I mean? If he says something, he would be proud of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he would take responsibility in it, yeah.
Like, if I said something bad,
if
I would never do that. He would go, nah, I didn't say that. That was when. And then he would, you know, do what he does.
Oh, I did forget one thing. Jeez.
Yeah.
In closing, we might as well talk about this, but Sasha Banks is done with WWE.
Yes, New Japan, potentially. Wrestle Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Supposedly, she was asking for Charlotte and Becky money. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but it was still kind of hearsay. Now it's officially like she's gone.
Yeah. And the fact that she couldn't get Becky Charlotte money is kind of ridiculous. They're going to pay top dollar to come back, yeah.
Who almost died on SmackDown.
Yeah. He said one of his legs gave out.
No. I mean, it looked like it did, but I don't want to...
And Cole on commentary just perfectly timed. There's probably a reason why he doesn't do that move much.
You're correct. Because he can't do
it. By the way, Forbidden Door next year, book it. Sasha Banks versus Saraya.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Have Saraya give her a drop kick to the back of the head.
Here's what JD
have the match end. The ref calls for the bell. Dude,
my gosh, that'd be so great. Feels like something that would be something that would happen. Here's what JD from New York had to say about Sasha Banks.
I care.
You should. WWE refusing to pay Sasha Banks is absurd. They could pay anyone they wanted. They did not want to go for more than what is being reported. Huge L for WWE. Their division is worse without her in it. A Mercedes scorned is going to be a beautiful thing to watch. 2023. Mark my words. Brother, she's probably going to be doing some New Japan dates and then probably going to do some Hollywood stuff.
Wrestling's going to be a side hustle for her regardless.
Eventually wrestling may not even be in the picture for her. I think she...
And I read somewhere, it might have been Sean Ross, where he said that internally they did not see her as a big star in the next 5 years. And I'm thinking, I kind of do see her as a big star. She's extremely over. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't look at her as a top star.
But if you throw her in, you look at the next 5 years.
Why is she treated like the redheaded stepchild of the Four Horsewomen? Why?
I don't know. I always figured the redheaded stepchild would be Bayley, in my opinion. But they don't trigger that way.
No.
Granted, I don't. Even though Sasha's more mainstream than these two, Charlotte and Becky are the most over in the division. Whether it's negative or positive, Charlotte's probably the most over.
Yeah.
Becky's right
sells,
there with her.
Sells a ton of merch.
Yeah, so like I don't see why Sasha's not mentioned in that conversation. I guess as they only see, there's only two spots for women. There's not. There's multiple. Just like there's multiple spots in the men's division. Hence why you have guys like, you know, Roman Reigns, and then you have Drew, and then you can throw in like AJ if you wanted to. Like there's just a couple of guys you can kind of mix in.
It's just you bring guys like Gargano, Cross, you know, all those guys back. Which I like those guys, but you can't find room for Sasha. You're not willing to pay?
But here's the thing, is that a, well, actually, Triple H is talent relations, isn't he? So that is a Triple H thing.
Yeah.
Unless he couldn't have the higher ups. I don't know if Triple H deals with the money side of talent relations. That may be a Stephanie and Nick Khan thing. If that's the case, then that's...
But if I had, like, unlimited money and I was building a promotion with, like, 5 to 10 women, 5 to 10 men, Sasha would be
yeah, one of those. I think she's one of the better ones all around. Like I said, I don't know why they don't see her as that larger-than-life could be the next person. Just truthfully, you can build a division around Charlotte, Becky, Bianca, and Sasha.
She's been the most popular female wrestler this year and hasn't wrestled since when?
When did she walk out? July?
It's like June, July.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't get it. unless there's a quota on how many women they'd pay over $1 million. I mean,
my God.
Like, only three. I think only three are making over $1 million.
Yeah, I know.
And it's Charlotte, who we haven't seen in a while.
Yep.
It's Becky, who's been off and on because of injury and, you know, maternity leave and all that. But she's back and still over. Extremely. And then you have Ronda, who... I do enjoy some of the work Ronda's doing now.
Dude, the ice pack segment tonight?
With her beating the crap out of Raquel, and then she's like, hey, you know what'll help it? And just throws the ice pack on
Have
her.
Ice.
Ice it. Like, some of that I'm cool with. Like, she's got decent little one-liners.
I'm not a huge fan of Ronda, but I feel like people give her way too much crap. Like
I feel like people only hate her because it's popular to hate her.
It's like Nickelback.
It really is. Can we talk about Nickelback for a second?
Sure.
They're great.
Absolutely.
Like, that's it. That's in your conversation. They're great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on now. Name one bad song by Nickelback. You can't. Honestly. Actually, Vegas Bomb.
I actually like Vegas Bomb. It's an opinion. Yeah.
It's a bad opinion.
Okay, that's your opinion. I respect it. See, you can do that.
No, I don't respect that at all.
I don't respect you. As a person.
Good.
I think you're a terrible person in real life. Good. I hate you.
That's fine. I'm going to shoot kill you. How about that?
Buddy.
Just wait for it. Just
little
just
as you know, I've had a gun under the table the whole
keep
time.
Waiting. Keep waiting. I got guns right now. I got guns right now, brother. Hey.
We're not doing this.
Hey, guess what? Right. One's hospital, one's graveyard. Pick one. Which one to go with? Life or death? What you think?
That's a scary guy right now. He's giving you a choice between life and death. That's a scary guy.
Last question about my guns. You want Bart or Billy?
I want you to die.
Like the smoking guns. See, I was doing a wrestling reference with those two. Our three listeners would get it. They're like, Reg just sent me a voice message. He's like, good brother. I understood the Bart and Billy, but I just want to tell you, they sucked. They were cowboys with boots and hats.
They were cowboys with boots and hats. Yeah,
that's pretty much their whole gimmick. That was it. See, I hate that Sasha can't make top money. I think she'll do fine in New Japan, if that's the place she goes. Supposedly she's in talks with AEW, and I'm not going to totally close the door on WWE. You can't. Yeah. They could come to their senses maybe after Wrestle Kingdom and just say, hey, we'll pay you to, come to the Rumble, we'll pay you this money and work it all out that way, hopefully.
Maybe work one, pay per appearance deal at the Rumble and see what happens from there.
No, they wouldn't. I don't think they would go for that. Unless it was like a one-off from like Mickie James or Molly Holly. It doesn't make much sense now because they didn't sign Sasha, but people with Sasha's caliber, they're like, hey, if you're going to appear on our show and you're not a nostalgia act, we're going to make sure we have you locked in for at least 3 years. Like, you're going to be ours if you're going to appear on our show. So, I hope maybe some things change, or maybe it's a little more exaggerated than what we thought. Maybe they are maybe still trying to talk. I doubt it. Everyone's reporting that they're not talking anymore. So, but we'll see. But truthfully, I don't think New Japan was coming. No way New Japan's matching WWE.
You ever heard what Jericho said? He was on a pay-per-appearance deal in New Japan.
Yeah.
He said he made just as much, if not more, money than his WrestleMania matches.
Okay.
So
I know New Japan pays pretty decent. I didn't know they were paying that decent. I mean, got a little
dinero.
I was trying to think of the actual word. I think it's yen.
Sounds right to me, man.
I ain't never been to Japan. Nope. I want to go, though. I'm going to go to Japan, man. Wrestle Kingdom.
Close the episode.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening for whatever this was.
Another wrestling podcast.
We've talked all things wrestling, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick 2-week break, guys. We're going to enjoy some holidays. A quick one, and maybe, you know, who knows, maybe a relaxed one. And then we'll come back at the first of the year, pretty much recapping what happened in 2022, giving some of our best ups from that whole time.
And worst ups.
Yeah, maybe even previewing 2023, see what's going to happen there. Until then, you'll have some re-releases of some of our...
You want to do the TNA Christmas episode next week?
Sure.
Since it's going to come out on Christmas Day.
There you go. Or Christmas Eve, for us. Yeah,
sure.
So, yeah, next week on Christmas Eve, you'll get a re-release of the TNA Christmas episode, which is, I think, just you and Ryan, right?
Yeah, me and Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you mad? You couldn't be there that day.
That's right, I couldn't be there. So, you get a re-release of that, and then you'll have another re-release at some point. So, we don't know of what, but you'll have something on New Year's Eve as well. So enjoy those old episodes until we come back on January 7th. So until then, for me, Wynn, as well as Ryan and Spirit.
Yep.
We hope you guys have an awesome rest of the year, awesome holiday, and we'll see y'all next time.